We're on the telephone today with Greg Ibaugh, who is Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Greg is former Nebraska Director of Agriculture. Greg will be speaking at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture's Livestock Traceability Conference in Denver. He'll be the lead-off speaker there talking about animal disease traceability. Greg, what are you going to be telling the folks there in Denver?
I'm actually going to cover four topics while I am giving my remarks this morning. And they're going to cover the Farm Bill and what animal disease programs might be addressed in the Farm Bill. Of course, we're going to talk about animal disease traceability. Want to also highlight biosecurity plans as we move forward. And then also have some comments about the National Agro or Bio-Agro Defense Facility that's being built in Manhattan, Kansas, and that the President's budget proposes be moved from the Department of Homeland Security to USDA, and how that might impact all the other subjects, because they're all intertwined in some fashion.
Okay, well, let's start with the Farm Bill then, And what are you looking at there?
Well, you know, the Farm Bill and a lot of the producer groups have talked about different programs that they feel are important to enhance animal disease preparedness, as well as our ability to react to animal disease. And at USDA, we are working with Congress on an advisory basis to help them as they move forward considering the different proposals. But what we're advocating is maybe a three-legged stool approach to animal disease preparedness, and that being a program, the first leg being a program similar to what we have in the plant industry that was enacted in a Farm Bill a few years ago that really focuses on surveillance, prevention and detection early on in an outbreak. The outreach and helping producers understand biosecurity and how they might can protect themselves, as well as just how working with states to be prepared, have training exercises, develop response plans, and be thinking through how they would react if they or a state nearby them would have a serious disease diagnosed, so that we could have a rapid response. And then the other two legs on that stool would be to have a national animal health lab network in place that would bring more rapid diagnosis capabilities, maybe closer to individual states and producers in those states, and work with universities or state animal health officials to bring that capability to the local level. And then finally, what we've heard a lot about in the livestock industry is a vaccine bank. And so, you know, day one, diagnosis one, we lose our foreign markets. But there could be some parts of having a vaccine bank in place that might help us if we were to have a wider spread, especially FMD outbreak, that we might could address that with vaccines.
What are the chances of those items being included in the Farm Bill, would you say, at this point?
Well, I know that in the discussions that I've had with members of Congress, especially the House and Senate Ag Committees, that they're evaluating those proposals. They're working with the livestock industry and talking about what might be available. And they're looking at the price tags for each one of those different legs on the stool, if you will.
Okay. Animal disease traceability then. Where are we at? Where are we going?
So, you know, that's something, as you well know, Ken, that we've been working on at USDA for almost two decades now. And it seems like if you remember those old LP records, that when I was a kid, at least, that would get stuck in a track and just keep repeating itself. It seems like we've almost got stuck in the track of and can't get out of and on to the rest of what we need to work on. And so what we're going to challenge the industry, especially on the cattle side of it, is, you know, if we at USDA focus on letting you know what types of information we want, and developing the protocols or the framework to be able to the portals to access that that information in the event of a disease outbreak. Can we work with you, industry, to identify and let the private market tell you what kind of technologies you can use to get us the information we want at that point in time.
Okay, so you're not talking about a mandatory federal program?
No, we're not talking about a mandatory federal program, but in the next part of my comments that we're going to have addressed at NIAA, we are talking about biosecurity plans. And so biosecurity plans, OMB has indicated to us, are they consider to be very important to future indemnification. So when we have herds that get TB or a high path animal or avian influenza or any other disease that we might need to indemnify producers and put animals down, OMB feels like it's important that states, as well as maybe individual producers, be exposed to a biosecurity plan that would help mitigate that as a condition to getting those indemnification funds. So, biosecurity and being informed is definitely an important part of that and could have some consequences, which, while not mandatory, it would be choices that states and producers might make.
Okay, so you're going to kind of keep the focus on state programs?
Yes, I think that's exactly right. We're hoping to work with states down the road to develop not only animal disease traceability capabilities, but also work with them to develop capabilities and preparedness plans, as well as work with producers through those states to help them be aware of what they can do in their individual operations to protect themselves and be vigilant.
And I was going to ask you, in your previous role as Director of Agriculture in Nebraska, I know we had outbreaks, disease outbreaks from time to time, and seems like the response was pretty quick. So did you learn quite a bit from that experience?
Yes, and I think that, a lot of the experiences I had as a Director of Ag, and I'm sure Bill Northey will share the same things as will Ted McKinney, is that those state experiences have really given us some insight. We were the customer of USDA, and now we're rolling out those programs to our fellow ag directors, commissioners, and secretaries. And so I think it gives us insight to how states want to be treated and how states want to interact with the federal government.
As far as individual producers, I mean, opposition in the past, especially in the cattle industry again, but do you feel like that has changed some here in recent years?
Yes, I do, Ken. I think that we're hearing from the livestock industry, especially, as we went through the negotiations to access the China market, and traceability again was a very important topic there, that we realize its importance, or the beef industry is realizing the importance that traceability has in market access, as well as the importance it will have if we do face any serious animal disease incursions, whether they be foreign or domestic.
Okay, and then finally, you mentioned the facility being built in Kansas, the BioAgro facility.
Yes, Senator Roberts had some great vision when he worked with Congress a few years ago to be able to reconstruct a facility, because as we all know, the current facilities that are located on Plum Island are outdated and antiquated. And so Congress, under Pat Roberts' leadership, the state of Kansas and Kansas State University have all been partners with the federal government in trying to decide the future of a new facility that's being built now in Manhattan. And under the president's budget, it proposes that facility be transferred from the Department of Homeland Security to USDA. And so we have been working with Congress to help them understand how USDA might approach that, as well as making sure that Congress realizes the funding that would need to be transferred from DHS to USDA to make sure that we're able to fulfill their expectations and our goals for that facility.
Okay, final question here. I know we got a couple minutes left, but so as you could kind of summarize the ADT discussion, I guess what I hear you saying is maybe a more national federal coordination of state programs, but certainly nothing mandatory from the federal level.
No, not mandatory from the federal level, but you know, there probably will, because of the biosecurity plan expectation coming from OMB, as well as you know, some requirements that we want to have in place to be more prepared in the event of a national animal disease concern. We're going to have some expectations for what states and the progress that they're working on to try to embrace the framework that USDA is going to outline. So in some ways, I think that some of the interactions between states, as you think about biosecurity plans, if you know the state next door has some brucellosis or tuberculosis concerns as a state vet and a state industry, you're going to be expected to have thought about how you're protecting your producers and your industry from something that's going on around you.